Yes, now, and welcome back to another edition of the Top Loaded Podcast, and more importantly, another edition of the London Car Show Special. But before we get into all the festivities of this episode, first of all, just a quick thank you to Third Down to Space for once again powering up this episode of the Top Loaded Podcast. If you want to get any of their supplies, card stands, or anything else, use TTP10 at checkout for 10% off. But as obviously everyone every 3 months knows, there's a Harry and a Harry. So first of all, HJA for this episode. HJA, how you doing, my friends?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Ron. Very well. Obviously, very excited now, obviously, for the build-up to London this weekend. So obviously, I was unfortunate to miss the last one. So it's been in that, I think, not till last year was my last card show. So yeah, very excited, very much looking forward to being down back in Sandown this weekend. So yeah, the build-up has started. But yeah, well, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'd say very good. I'd say there should be like a little yellow bar going along the bottom of this episode. The breaking news: HJ will be in attendance this weekend. But don't worry, your stick can stop for 3 months, and then we'll see the next one after it. But there's only one person to introduce now, and obviously we are very happy yet again to welcome back the man who's racking up enough appearances to, I think, about 100th cap now. I believe he should be getting a little award maybe at the end of the show. But Harry, welcome back to the Top Loaded Podcast, and how are you doing, my good friend?
Yes, good, good. Thank you for having me back, boys. Pleasure as always. I'm good, excited. Yeah, the next week we'll race past, just we'll race by. So just like the last, well, what basically 3 months has, it always creeps up on us all. So yeah, we're all looking forward to it at London Car Show HQ.
As I say, I remember at the last one, I was talking to one of my mates, and I went, oh, next time show, it'd be near enough the end of the Premier League season, which it near enough, it's near enough Euro season. But if we do cast our mind back 3 months, obviously now having the full room and everything like that, there's a lot more space and everything covered. But how did it go for you the last one? Because for as walking around, it seemed to go very well from our like standpoint.
Yeah, for us, it was one of those where we just wanted to cement and make sure that we're doing things right at that size, because it's quite easy to have a do a one show wonder, or I think that was our third show at that size. So we just wanted to cement the fact, and not prove to the public and the customers and the sponsors, but almost prove to ourselves that that is the new level of the London Car Show. That is the new standard that, like I've always said, keep pushing. We always try and improve. Now we're full size, we can't just expand and keep growing bigger to fill the space with new stuff. We have to be quite particular about what we want in that space, and we're learning what does work and what doesn't work. So that last show really kind of cemented and got us some good data.
I was going to say, I think it's one thing that you've always said, from whether it was downstairs in the first show at Sandown to, like you say, your last one, it's always a learning procedure. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. There's always going to be something that you think, oh, we could do this better. But was there any one particular thing that you might have took from that last one, which you're going to take into this next show and maybe adapt it slightly?
I think the tops area was outstanding, and I think not just us, but a few other people realised that. And you're going to see, rather than what not being up where they were for the first show in the big area, they're going to be on the floor because we like that trade area where it was. It's a bit out the way, which people want. If they want to do a deal, they can do it up there. It's out the way if it's a high end deal. If it's a low end deal, they don't want to have swarms of people walking past them, but at the same time, it's a little bit tranquil up there, which is quite nice in the heat of a show. I'd quite like to have a chance to sit down in the trade zone every now and then. So yeah, this coming show, there's going to be more islands. Three of our gold sponsors will have them now. You're going to see Vault X bring a brand new stand, and whatnot are going to be on the floor opposite tops now as well.
And I think there's only one announcement to talk about, and I'm not going to take the credit for announcing this one. Obviously, we've speculated on these podcasts many of the times, but Harry, I'll let you talk to the main man about a certain three-letter company who will be in attendance at the show, which I think I've seen reposted on Instagram a record amount of times. But over to you, Harry.
I think it was probably an announcement that everyone was waiting on, and I guess hopefully eventually expecting, but have a numerous trade night sponsored by obviously PSA to now properly have them in attendance and ultimately taking on-site submissions aid. So talk us through it. How has it got to this point now?
It's,
when you finally
it's
got
been
over?
A long time in the making, let me tell you that. It's a couple of times I've had to fly over there just to meet with them, trying to persuade them when they've been at other shows, just because they are busy people. It's a global company, so getting their time is quite hard. But at the same time, they've taken time to come over to us beforehand, so it's been on the cards. Obviously, we were aiming for on-site grading, but ironically, they were really keen for it. But the big thing is that not enough of their graders had passports, believe it or not, to get them over. So it's a massive step for the UK. It's the first time a card show or is going to have PSA on site out in Europe, which is just outstanding for us. It's a real accolade, and I'd love to say it was just me, but the work Katie and James have put in behind the scenes to get them there is really outstanding. We're looking forward to it. There's obviously different things happening, but yeah, it's a real honor to have a company like PSA on site. So yeah, it's pinch yourself moment when they actually said, yeah, we'll be there, because we've been working towards it for a hell of a long time.
Yeah, I think it just shows, you know, the stature and how incredible the team are you've got behind them to get to this point where, you know, you can finally get PSA over here. And I think for everyone in the UK hobby as well, to have that at your fingertips now at the London Card Show, where you can send off, you know, on-site submissions with PSA and know it's going straight to them. So I think it's a massive step forward for A, the hobby, but B, obviously yourselves and the team as well. So it's a massive, obviously. I guess, thank you, well done. I don't know everything, obviously, for getting them over here. But obviously, that is one of the main, obviously, talking points for, obviously, the show coming up this weekend. But I guess the old saying is, you know, what else can we expect? You've always got someone else up your sleeve somewhere for the next show, and one after that, and one after that. So, obviously, yeah, PSA on site, obviously, is the main, you know, massive sort of step forward. But what else can sort of the people expect, obviously, at the coming show this weekend?
So, yeah, we've got other things. Just quickly on the point of PSA, we've had a lot of questions about a few things, and I think it has been posted at this point, but just for the listeners to go through it. Firstly, the submission process, don't print stuff in advance. They want to do stuff in person. So if you've got a lot of cards, just get them there ready in the semi-ridges, obviously in the penny sleeve semi-ridges, ready to go, know what you've got, know the values. So as and when you're there, you can just go, right, that's a card, that's a value, that's a card. There'll be people there at the kiosk, ready to go to help you out. So yeah, just be ready. There probably will be queues, which is, I'm sure everyone can A, understand, and B, expect, given PSA are on site. But yeah, be patient with it. And similarly, a lot of people are asking about the VAT or the tax return in terms of import tax, if it's coming back to the UK. Now, PSA have told me personally that they have spoken to FedEx, believe it or not, themselves, to say that this is going to be a return. But in a situation where you don't have a US locker and you're not getting your card sent there, do reach out to the London Card Show if you do get that letter through saying, oh yeah, you are XYZ in import tax, because along with your submission sheet and also the export data, which PSA will be sending us, that should be enough evidence to wipe that import tax off. So yeah, just a couple of things. Obviously, guys, any questions, do just reach out to us. Wow, our team are fantastic. But yeah, I just thought I'd address them. In terms of what else we're bringing or have at the show, we've got the American or the Card Collector Avengers coming over, as we've started to call them. We've got some unbelievable names coming over from the States. Some of the biggest in the hobby. You've got Roth coming over. I've spoken to Josh a few times in America. He's been very keen. You've got Plaza. You've got Mojo coming over. You've obviously got the Great Curator. You've got Sunday Lee coming over. Obviously, Trike, like big names. And a lot of them are well known in the hobby for not just collecting, but for their content. So I said it on Dan, the Great Curator's kind of podcast as well. And I think it's such a good opportunity and almost an inspiration for people to start going, this is content creation. Make it a normality, not just an abnormality. Like there's some great ones in the UK, but it's not really common. And considering the size of the hobby in the UK, the amount of shows there are, the amount of businesses there are with that are available to sponsor videos and make it profitable to get the name out there, it seems kind of a gap in the market. So hopefully these guys coming over will inspire some people, but also really add to the show, because I think so many people know them. And I think obviously a lot of these guys come in by crazy high-end cards, and that's available. It will be at the show, but at the same time, they're here for the experience, and we're really privileged to have them over. So we're looking forward to that aspect as well.
I think, it's mad, even for when Ryan come over, card collector too. I mean, for me as a 25-year-old bloke, to walk past him and think, oh my God, I've watched you on YouTube for the past 2 years. Like, I'm 25 years old, yet I still get that feeling where it's like a pinch yourself moment where I'm thinking, this guy's come all the way over from Ohio and he's actually stood next to me. We had Troy on last week as well, talking about obviously he coming over obviously this weekend and sort of what his thoughts and feelings were about it all. So I think it's a massive thing for everyone in the UK hobby to have these people from the US over that probably even got them into the hobby, or be someone that they've watched for the last however many sort of months or years.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they're actually coming over to the UK, and it's just a massive sort of at first we had a lot of footballers coming, tossing, etc. But now to have, I guess, some US content creators that are properly making the trip over to the UK is a massive thing for yourselves, for us, for the hobby, for the collectors. So it's I think it's great to see them all over there. So hopefully, I'm sure they'll be getting stuck in with everyone and be like a celebrity that didn't know that they were. In terms of ticket sales, obviously for the upcoming show, is it anything still available? And obviously, I think Saturday sold out, but...
Yes, Saturday is long gone, unfortunately. Sunday, there is available. Yes, there is a few, again, by... And we're very vocal. We like to keep Sunday a little bit quieter because vendors do better on Sundays. A lot of the time they do just as well because it's a little bit quieter, but we like that kind of sense that it's more of a family day. So we don't want it to be completely jam-packed. But yeah, at the minute, there are a handful of Sunday left. So don't be disappointed, because unfortunately there's not much we can do. Sometimes if you reach out to us, we might be able to sort out buying tickets on the day if we've had some cancellations that even out with the amount of people that are reaching out. But again, we can't promise, but do just drop us a message.
Yeah, great. I think obviously one more thing to touch on obviously is trade night, obviously on the Saturday night. I know previously, obviously in previous shows, obviously it's a fantastic event, obviously on the Saturday night, just after the show finishes. I guess everyone just sits down in his rows of tables and just has a good time, obviously on a Saturday night, and everyone's collections are out and people are just having a good time. So trade night, I assume, obviously as normal, obviously on the Saturday. So anything you want to sort of add on the trade night aspect?
It's actually going to be probably the best yet, because you'll have all the Americans in one corner, and that's not us putting them in the corner, that's them requesting it. They've requested that, don't worry. Yeah, they want to almost have their own area where people can come. They'll get some good content there, give them some space where they really can, and just let people come up to them, speak to them. They'll be able to do that at shows, but also that idea of that. But PSA will be open to take submissions all through trade night. So if you get any deals done, you can run over, quick submission, run back over. So all these flip-up challenges that I see could end up in gem mints in a couple months' time as well. So who knows? But yeah, it's going to be an action-packed trade night, one of those where I really, really wish I wasn't working.
You don't have to. I mean, tuck on somebody else.
We may go to Carnage, but yeah, I might just say to Katie, you're in charge now. Here's the radio. I'm off. I'll be back in a couple hours.
Yeah. Go on, Rod. I'll hand it back over to you, mate.
I was going to say, I think just to touch on the PSA one, I think if we would have spoke on, obviously, the first time you come on, the first show at Sandown Racecourse, forward however many episodes it is now, that you'd have a group of some of the most influential people in the hobby of content creators coming over to watch the show with PSA accepting submissions in the full upstairs room. I don't think even you at the time would have been actually like, I know you set high standards for the London Guardian, but it's a very much shows the achievement and the growth of the show now that you've got the biggest grading company in the world there. You've got people who are traveling halfway across the world for the show. It's a credit to you and obviously the team as well.
It's like I've said a few times, it's a pinch yourself moment. And a lot of people say, how are you too harsh on yourself? We'll always aim to improve. But at the same time, that's got me and the business to this point. So being overly critical isn't always the worst. Yet, yes, it means that a lot of the good times aren't appreciated. in that moment. But I've spoken to both of you Sunday afternoon of shows, and that's when I really do go, or not relief, but almost like, oh, okay, it's gone to plan. The work has come to fruition where everything has gone smoothly. And I think, yeah, the world is starting to appreciate the quality of the London Card Show, that it is recognised globally. We've got CollectorCon in the States reaching out to us to say, yeah, we'd love to come over and do something similar with you guys. So all kinds of recognition, and it's down to not just me, the team, just the 1%. And I've probably bored people with the amount I've said it, but if you increase four or five aspects of show by 1%, all of a sudden it really, really adds up. It really, really does. So yeah, it's going to be really cool. I can imagine it's going to be very hectic. Obviously that hall is busy enough on the Saturday as it is, let alone with probably hundreds of people queuing to submit cars to PSA. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of logistical things and probably things that don't go to plan, but that's half the fun of running an event, isn't it? So yeah, we just hope everyone is looking forward to it as much as we are.
As I say, in preparation for queuing for PSA submissions, obviously we give Harry enough stick, and I get enough stick as well from outside of the podcast, because I have never graded anything with PSA. Look, I'm actually putting this on myself here. I'm finally submitting some cards. This should be breaking news. This will be breaking news. But have you got any cards, Hedge, yourself that you want to submit at your own show for grading? Like, it's quite a crazy thing, really, isn't it? That you're at your own show and you might be able to send some cards off.
See, this is the thing. I'm thinking about it, but I'll probably do it when it's quiet. So maybe during trade night or early in the morning. I've got a handful. I quite regularly send stuff over. I sent a submission off a couple of weeks ago, which is sitting there now. I'd love to say I've got cards ready, but I'm not that organized. So it'll probably be a kind of somehow I'll try and find 15, 20 minutes in the next week to find some cards which I've been waiting to grade that I forgot about or something. So just because there's some really good deals going on, some specials at the minute with PSA. I'm not just for normal submissions. They've with the collector club, there's some really, really good ones which are well worth doing. So I'll certainly be looking at that possibly. But yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll get the chance to pop over. But if there's a queue, I don't think it would look too well if the owner of the show is just chilling in the queue while everyone else is waiting as well.
I was gonna say it's gonna be great fun. No doubt, like you say, a lot of people will be buying cards, trading cards at the show itself, and then sending them off. So it's funny that someone could legitimately have a card for about 5 minutes, and then it's already in the hands of PSA. Like, it's gonna bring a new aspect. I mean, just for content creators as well. I think like Dan and Jason, who are creating content, that they could theoretically pick cards up at the show 2 months later, even get it back before the next London Card Show and try and sell it for a profit. Like, you could theoretically have a card at Sandown, send it off to America, get it back, and then take it back to Sandown and make a profit. So do you think as well this creates a new avenue for people, not obviously just to make money, but it opens up the grading aspect of which has been wanting in this country and in Europe as well, really, of that ease of grading. I know that was the aspect that you always wanted to go for, is making it easier for the UK scene to actually get grading done.
I think there's two aspects to that. I think, A, there'll never be a better opportunity to kind of start content creation.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever thought about it, this will be the time, and you've got to start somewhere. So it could literally be like, I have a £50 budget and I'm going to find a £20, £30 card, and then use the other £20 to grade the card. And obviously you don't pay for the grading there and then. There's opportunities like that. The ease of grading, it has been there for a while. Like, we've got Subcenter, who are the official dealer and middleman, who are unbelievable. And I think some people even like the security of giving it to them. And then they just deal with the crap which we don't want to deal with ourselves. And obviously PSA on site kind of cover that this time, but going forward it's not like it's impossible to grade stuff if you don't have the confidence or the uncertainty on how to do it. That Subcenter are brilliant, so they'll be on site going forward. And again, it comes down to that content creation, because the amount of people that you see is like, they'll buy graded stuff, but they it's not like Raw stuff's out of the picture. They make just as much, if not more, of Raw stuff by getting it graded, and the ease of doing that is astounding. So, yeah, it really does push your point where content creation could really come into its own here, because there's endless possibilities. Flip Up Challenge got a whole lot better.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's going to be an absolute great day out yet again. Obviously, for a lot of people, it starts even like the Friday night. People make the weekend of it, the whole thing. Obviously, once it gets to Monday, you'll sit down for 5 minutes before preparing the next one. 5 minutes is probably quite generous as well. But obviously, for everyone, let's say tickets are very limited. But is there anything else you wanted to tell anyone who's obviously heading down this weekend to Esher for the show, whether it's the Saturday, Sunday, could be their 10th show or could be their first?
So, yeah, obviously, thank you as always for the support. There is the quite a negative. It's an inconvenience, we'll call it, that the one junction of the M25 is going to be closed this weekend. So we just advise leaving an extra 15, 20 minutes, half an hour. Just because, again, there's so many diversions. We've actually spoken to them about the routes they're going to take. And they've said that there's numerous diversions, one of which will go literally via Isham, via the via Sandown. So I can't imagine it's going to make too much of a difference in time, just because the exit where you'd be coming off, if you're coming one way, is literally the exit where you would normally be coming off. If the other way, you may have to go through a little bit extra. But like I said, if you leave yourself an extra half an hour, you should be all good. But luckily, the show is all day. So if you are a little bit late, don't worry. It's 10 till 4 and the trade night is 6 till 9. So again, don't stress out. It's an all-day thing. And from what I'm told, and we're told, there's more than one plans for them to make sure everything's running smoothly in terms of the traffic.
Yeah, I say it's going to be an absolute stellar weekend. Obviously, we wish you the best of luck, no doubt. We'll see you pinging about on the Saturday and Sunday. But as I say, everyone here and everyone listening, we look forward to heading down to Sandown this weekend and wish you and the team all the success for this show and the ongoing ones. No doubt, hopefully you'll be back on in the future, no doubt to receive your 103rd cap or whatever it'll be. But I say a massive good luck for this weekend. Look forward to seeing you and hopefully it's another successful experience.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys for having me on as always. And we're looking forward to having back down at Sandown. It's going to be a good weekend, a little bit different all round, some new features, new people. So it's going to be an experience for us just as much as you guys. So we can all enjoy it together. But yeah, thank you as always for the support.
No doubt. Like, if we say anything at all, any questions, I know there's a lot of stuff over on the Instagram. That's number one place from. It'll be that by the time you know it, the seating plan, the floor plan will be on there. There's a schedule for the main stages, whatever it may be, the kids zone, main stage, whatever it is, do check on the Instagram. And if you're trying to get the tickets, obviously the link are all in the bio and everything like that. But like we say, everyone's favourite Englishman / Spaniard is coming up next. Obviously, the one and only El Toro Cars will be joining us after this thing. So warn yourself, there could be some swearing, but he is en route. So we'll catch you in a few. Yeah, and a massive thank you to Harry for obviously joining us. And now joining us, one of the returning guests who does love a London Car Show special, the one, the only, El Toro Cars, obviously Jason. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all good, Ronnie. Thank you for having me on for the 700th time, I'd say. But yeah, I'm all good. How are you?
No, we're all very, very well. Obviously, before we go into details like of content creation and shows, it's London Car Show Week. It's obviously a big one every 3 months, which goes around really quickly. But it seems to be, I don't know if you agree, we've spoke to Harry already as well. There seems to be more of an excitement for this show. I don't know why, but everyone seems really, really looking forward to it.
I think the reason why is because I'm going. No.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I think as well, because obviously people have probably seen on the Instagram that obviously a lot of the Americans are coming over, which I think is obviously big for the UK hobby. You got Mojo coming, Trike, Sunday League Investors, Roth Cards. There's one more, but I can't remember. But there's a few. And I think that's really good for obviously the UK hobby, for London Card Show. And maybe attract more Americans to come over to the show and maybe, you know, expand on that. But no, always excited for the London Car Show. I think every 3 months it comes around is always a bit of excitement. but not for my bank account. But no, it's, you know, excited to see what there is. You know, hopefully there's, you know, some new things that we haven't seen, new vendors, because obviously normally in every show you see the same sort of vendors. Maybe, you know, there could be new ones that we can see. I know there's a few Star Wars vendors that are going, which I'm very excited about. If you don't know, I like Star Wars. But yeah, no, it's hopefully it'll be, you know, some different vendors and that. But if it, even if it was the same every 3 months, I'll still go, because London Card Show for me is the best show that I've ever been.
Yeah, obviously, before we delve into like some of the other things you like to collect, like Star Wars and some of it, obviously for you, and even though you do buy a bit of modern, but obviously vintage is your specialty. Mm. Obviously, it's, I would say it's very similar, not the same, but similar to like collecting women's, for example. It's in a more niche market. Yeah. So obviously for you, and I think a lot of people would like understand as well, that you know you're going in there and it's probably only going to be a handful of people with cards that are actually interested in you. So do you prepare yourself for that always, that there's a chance that you will go there and not actually see a card that you really particularly want to buy?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think that's with most things. Like, a lot of people that, you know, they only PC, say, for example, I don't know, Thomas Müller. Mm. And the chances of finding Thomas Müller at a show is going to be, what, 0 to none. And I think that's like with vintage and obviously women's football. I think, obviously, women's football's come on the rise, so it's not easier, but I think it's obviously gone a lot better trying to find cards that you obviously want, or Arsenal players or Barcelona players. But I think it helps, like, so... JW7 Collectible, shout out to him, made a Discord called the European Pre-War Vintage Discord, essentially, group that basically shows obviously all the European collectors, all their vintage pre-war stickers, just showing off essentially. But we've got a little channel on it saying obviously we're all going to London Card Show, let's meet up. So I think that's really good, so you can actually see some of the collectors there, and hopefully they've got some stuff that you'd want. But yeah, so it is hard sometimes, but I think because I collect, obviously, I collect vintage football. I collect, obviously, some modern, if it's like Messi, Sergio Ramos, anything that I like. And then, obviously, you've got Star Wars. I'm maybe delving into Yu-Gi-Oh! Just from, you know, childhood memory. So if I've got, you know, a wide variety of stuff that I actually want, it's actually easier to see, okay, if there's none of that, I can go to this. But no, I would always love more vintage at the card show. You know, that's obviously my dream. But obviously not everyone's into it. I think maybe when 2026 rolls along, when the World Cup has come, maybe obviously more people in the hobby, maybe people realise, okay, vintage is a way to go. But it's just a guessing game, like, is there going to be or not? But you can obviously ask around if people are going.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, just to touch on that aspect, I think it's quite a good point for yourself. It's like, obviously, looking at Star Wars, potentially Yu-Gi-Oh! And stuff like that, even though it's going to make your life a lot harder in terms of, you're not probably just looking at 100 tables, you're probably looking at 150 tables, 160 tables, whatever it may be. But yeah, the aspect of, I think what everyone likes as well, is like trying to find a needle in a haystack of, you don't quite know what's going to be there until you walk through the doors. You could go to the first table and there's a Hento. You go to the second table, there could be a Messi on it. It could be an Anakin Skywalker. So is that another thing that really makes you look forward? Because you've got that variety of different stuff you collect, that actually, like, London Car Show is very good because it's going to have all the different, and like you say, some things you've never seen before, but then might see it there and be like, well, actually, you know what? I really like that TV show, or I really like that film series, and I might try and get some of that stuff.
Well, it's like London Car Show always produces. Like, for example, Football Cards in it. Went to his table at London Card Show, and I've seen some vintage stuff, but some of his stuff I've never seen. Like, I remember, I think it was 2-3 card shows ago, I think I was with you, Ronnie, and there was a Hento. I was like, I've never seen this before, like, I want to buy it. So we bought it in the end. But it's stuff like that that makes you wonder, like, oh, could I go to a show and there'll be something that I've never seen before. But yeah, no, it obviously helps, you know, I do like Star Wars, so, but I think going to recent shows, there hasn't been a lot of it, but hopefully that can obviously rise up. Obviously, we were talking about before we started this, about the new Disney set, Kakao, same thing, Bish Bash Bosh. But obviously they're releasing the set, that's obviously going to introduce more Star Wars, so obviously maybe more vendors, you know, will, put that on their table, but no, I think obviously it helps when there's, what, how many tables are there at the London Card Show?
100 plus.
200 plus, and then what, say half of that's for sports, good. Then obviously you've got Yu-Gi-Oh that I'm trying to maybe look at, and Star Wars. Yeah, as you said, it's probably what, 200 tables I'm going to be looking at. So I need to use, you know, all the time in the world to obviously scout and hopefully spend all my money.
Yeah, like I say, you'll probably be in the door at 9, out the door at 4, back in there at 6, and back out then at whatever. But obviously,
with a pint in my hand.
Oh, trust me, don't worry. The Bear will be, there'll be a lovely, refreshing Camden Hills at the Bear.
No, got to go for Shreya. No.
back to bit. But obviously, for you personally, it's a great opportunity, obviously, because you're very much into YouTube. Your channel's doing very well. And the London Car Show always is a big show, like show for you for creating content. So how much are you looking forward to obviously being able to create that content again in London Car Show? Because my guessing is it's not just the one video. You can do that. You can get multiple videos done in one day.
Obviously, when you go to the show, so when I go to the show, obviously, you know, there's people that you spoke on Instagram saying, oh, yeah, I'm coming to the show, let's meet up. So obviously, you want to meet up and talk to the people that you've been speaking for ages, just catch up. Then you want to look at buy cards. Then you got to do recording. Like, I think, I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast before, but it's like, for example, Sports Cards UK, Dan. I said to him, I respect you so much. I think this was the first time I was recording a video for London Car Show. I was like, how do you do it? Because you want to obviously get some videos idea, because obviously you got the vlog, then you might want to do a challenge, then you might have trade night, and then, but you still want to buy cards, you still want to talk to people, so you've got to merge it into one. But I think I'm going to go for a different approach at London Car Show. I think I've got a new microphone, which has helped like a lot. I think it's a good investment for the YouTube channel. Literally just plug it on, leave it. It's got a good battery life. Just leave it and just record. Instead of like, you know, putting it back in, oh, I forgot to record that. So going to go with a different plan. But I don't know why, but I'm more excited now than ever to record at the card show, because I really want to do a really, really good video. And obviously, I'm only going for one day. Normally, I do go for two. I think I'm going two next time. But I want to just try and record as much as possible and try and get the best video. Because when I'm, you know, watching these American YouTubers, it's like, I think their videos are on a whole nother level. Like, for example, Trike, Sunday League Investors, even Justin Gamble, like his videos. I think he does like some, it's something to do with his job. Like, so he's good with the camera and that. Honestly, it's like a movie, his vlogs, which is what I try to take inspiration from. But no, really looking forward to it. Going to try to do some new ideas, maybe like a trade up challenge. But what I'm scared about is I start with a base card and I end with like 1p. So I just go like no progression.
I was going to say, when you first done your first London Car Show vlog, there was obviously, like I say, Dan, and there was probably only a couple of others, maybe a handful of people who was actually doing YouTube videos at the show. Whereas now you're looking at, obviously, you've got the influx of the Americans that are coming over, which will be filming for their content. And there's a lot more people now who are filming, not necessarily just for YouTube, but Instagram, TikTok, whatever it may be. Do you feel that's making it easier for you as well, having the other people that you've not got as many people staring at you like, what are you doing? Now it's more like acceptable because people are getting used to the content side of it, which needs to happen in the UK because there's a lot of good creators out there.
Oh, no, 100%. I think as well, when I went to another card show, I had like my microphone. Oh, I've got it here. I've got this microphone talking with the mic, you know, there. Honestly, like the corner of my eye, I could see so many people looking. And I think the first card show, I was like, no, I can't do this. And then second card show, I was like, who cares? What are they going to do? Nothing. So I'd rather just, you know, try to produce the best content I can. And I think what helps, obviously, Dan. I think he was the first one, I think, to do it in the UK with a microphone walking around. And I just think, you know, it's good to do something like that. And now I just don't care. Like, I'm going to do, because obviously, as you said, like, there's so many other people doing YouTube now at the card show. I think when I started, it was me, Dan. I think that's it for the, like, vlogging. That, obviously, you got GBW, but obviously, he doesn't really film the shows on that. But out of like vlogging shows and all that, I think it was just and obviously you had Jojo JMS. I think he goes by Jojo JMS now. He does it, but obviously you got a lot on the Pokemon side, obviously Pokey Chloe, Pokey Dean, Viv. I think there's a few other people like that. But I think now, literally, I bet you, this London car show, you walk in, be a camera there, be a camera there, camera there, camera there. It's like, you know, dodge them. But no, excited and yeah, give you know more confidence to people like me. And if anyone wants to do it, I really recommend it because London car show is where the view's at. Honestly, my first ever London car show video, I thought, you know, I think it might get 200 views. I'll be really happy with it because I think that's my fifth video. It's on like 1.4K views. I'm like, that's my most viewed video. I'm like, wow. And, you know, what I like to do just before the card show and just after the card show, I like to watch videos of like people's perspectives. Mm. Mate, the views is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Harry for views, basically. I'm using this card show for views.
No, it's got to be done. I think
honestly,
that's
yeah.
It's great, the card show, because it brings so much attention to the hobby.
Yeah.
And it's not just UK. The high amount of people in America who watch the video, seeing what the shows are like. And I think one of your videos in particular that I found really intriguing was the one where you was a vendor the first time at the show, which is the perfect segue into it. Obviously, now you've done near enough, you've done all the aspects. You've just been general admission. You've done like being there for content creation. Now as well, you've been a vendor as well. So what was... any recommendations for someone who might be saying, I'm not really sure if I've got the cards to be doing a vendor or I'm not, what is there any, how would you say, obviously being a first time one, because you don't know how to prepare for it because you've never done it before.
Yeah, no, I think the first time I did it, I was honestly shitting myself. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. But it was like, I was trying to put my mind into other people's mind. What if I'm going to a card show, what would I like to buy? What would I want to see? But obviously I'm, you know, more vintage. So when you look to my first showcase, I did have a little vintage, but I didn't overdo it because I know everyone's not into vintage. I think you've got to do a bit of modern. I think we mentioned this every podcast, London Card Show. You've got to have your cheaper slabs and cards because, you know, not everyone has, you know, $100,000 or £1,000 to, you know, spend on cards. I don't. It seems like I do, but I don't. But yeah, no, you've got to have your cheaper range. Obviously, you know, the kids that want to buy and get into, you know, sports cards, it's easy access for that to, you know, spend, what, £2 on a card, £3 on a card. And I think, yeah, on the first time I ever vended a London card show, I think I'd done £800. Like, and it was because of the cheaper stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, I did sell, I think, a Mosaic for like £300 or £230. But most of it was, you know, your cheap and stuff. And I recommend, you know, having your, you know, your low end and then obviously having your high end, obviously, if you, you know, need to move that. But no, I really do recommend being a vendor. Like, I really do. Even just to do it once to get the experience. Like, obviously, it's, you know, it restricts you from obviously walking around or, you know, seeing other stuff at other tables. But, you know, if you've got a person next to you that you trust, or you know, they'll look after your table and do it. But I think the best place to vendor is the London Card Show because that's where everyone goes in the UK and Europe, and now in America. So everyone from America.
Yeah, I was going to say it's always fascinating to see different people's tables, from modern to women's to vintage to Pokemon. Even like I said, I have no interest really in Pokemon or anything like that. Yeah. But I still look at some of the tables because I just find it interesting to see the other tables. But obviously, looking at the actual show from your perspective now, like you said, you're going to be bringing some stuff with you. I always feel like, obviously lucky enough, like we spend quite a bit of time at the shows together. You always have quite a good trade night normally. You're always trying to get stuff done. Would you say in one aspect, obviously the actual main show is fantastic, but the trade night brings a different aspect of, because you have nice stock, that you actually can actually get some deals done that you didn't think you'd be able to.
It's like some people, if they don't want to buy a vendor's table, they just set up a trade night. But no, I really do like trade night. I think I'm trying to remember what I did on the last one. I think the last one I sold a few things. I got like a Phil Foden Color Blast. It was my first ever one. I think I sold that now. But yeah, honestly, from London Card Show, I think it was, yeah, two London Card Shows ago for the trade night, I got a Maradona 1979 Panini Calciatore. That was his rookie, but obviously now it's not. But it's just stuff like that. But I think trade night's always good. Everyone's gone to the pub or, you know, coming back. Everyone's had a few beers and just do the trades. But I know a lot of people that just go for the trade night instead of going to the show. They go to the train night, obviously cheaper ticket, and obviously it's more accessible as it's in night time and not during the day. But no, I really do recommend train night. I always go to train night. I think I've been to every one since, so I'm a loyal customer to that. But no, train night's always good, spacious, and you get to see a mix of different stuff. Obviously, when you're at the card show, when you're looking at tables, there's obviously a mix. But when you go to train night, you see people's collections as well. I remember one person, I think his table cost more than my, like, my house and my life. Honestly, I just saw one of ones, like, there was one of one Benzema super refractor, one of one Messi. It was like, I think it was a one of one Eminence. And I'm like, that at a London card show, it tells you how big, like, the card show is actually is.
Yeah, no, I think as well, I think that's one thing we love to see is the cars that you might not necessarily think you ever see that you actually do see. Obviously, you might not be able to purchase yourself, but when you can look at it in person, some of the cars do take your breath away in aspect. I remember one table and I walked past it, and I think it was a one of one from 2004 in World Cup Prisoner. I was just like looking at it, I was like, I just don't think I'd ever see that card anywhere else.
It's like I remember this one table, I can't remember whose table it was, honestly. I think the whole case was one of one super refractors and Papa Rashida, whatever it's called. It's like, I think it was one of one Alex Ferguson, one of one Ronaldo's, one of one this. I'm like, I think the table was unattended as well for the whole show. I don't know why, but I looked at it and it's like, mate, congratulations to that person, because what a showcase that is. But I think, as you mentioned, like, even with the Pokemon stuff, I'm not really that interested in it, but looking at some of the designs, they're just, crazy. And then you look at the price tag, like, is it really worth that much? But yeah.
Oh, no, I think that's to say, it's going to be obviously a fantastic weekend. It's one that everyone always looks forward to. Obviously, like you say, we always say that it's the social aspect, which is always fantastic. Like you say, you're going to be meeting some of the guys in the vintage Discord that you're in that share the same passion and enthusiasm as you within the hobby. So we always say the same question, but it's always the same answer, that it's like you're going for the cards, but realistically, it is for the people.
It's for the people, it's the vibes, obviously, going there, having a beer with people, having a chat, see how they are, catch up. It is about essentially cardboard and stickers, but, you're meeting people, you're talking to people. I think that's the best thing. You're not going to go up to the table and not speak and just be like, the talking aspect and, getting, to know each other. It's like, obviously, the American guys coming over, obviously, it's good to see them. Interact with them, because when you're not going to see him every week, it's like, it would be lucky, obviously you running, I speak to all the time, essentially more than my missus, but it's like a lot of people you don't see every week, so it's good to catch up. It's like, I don't know, you're going out, essentially everyone going in a pub having a drink.
Yeah,
can't go wrong.
No, like I say, obviously this Saturday and Sunday London card show, obviously we'll both be in attendance this Saturday for the actual show and trade night. If it's obviously the last question, I think obviously we know that PSA are on site, but also like Subcenter, who's the official middleman service of the London card show. Are you obviously it's a bit different with vintage, so if we exclude the vintage for the moment, is there any modern cards / TCG cards that you're thinking of maybe submitting at the card show?
That's a good question. I don't really know.
I do know that you do buy quite a bit graded already, so.
Yeah, I think obviously we've got our shipments coming from all over the world coming, so maybe I'll look at that. But I think recently I've just been buying a lot of vintage, so modern-wise, maybe I'll sub a few Ramesses. But it's like, for me, I think L_Trey Soccer Louis, good friend of ours, he's always mentioned to me, when it's PC and you're not going to sell it, grade it last. Like, if you're really in need of that getting graded, grade it. But if you can wait, it's going to stay in the PC. Might as well wait. So there's a few Ramesses I might grade, but I think it's mostly vintage at the moment. Trying to see. So, for example, I've got Paco Gento that has never been graded. So I'm going to try to get that on the pop reports. Get vintage out there. But I might grade some. To be honest, there is an Anakin Skywalker out of 50. That I might grade, because I've seen a lot of nines and I think mine can get a 10. But no, going to Subcenter. Obviously, it's a big addition that PSA are there and doing walk-in submissions. I think that's not even a huge, it's a massive step for the UK hobby. And obviously London Card Show can do that. Obviously, they're the only card show in the UK doing that. But yeah, no, are you going to be submitting any cards? I heard you are.
Yeah, oh. there's a few in the line. Obviously, like I said, there's a shipment from the US which is coming over this week, fingers crossed, that has a few cards in it that need to be sent off to grade in. But like I say, I think it's time. Even if it's a little submission of maybe 5 to 10 cards.
I was gonna say, is it machines doing it or is it actual people?
In terms of PSA.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have actual people there. So you obviously when you're queuing up, you speak to them, you fill out the submission form, they take the cards, and then you can either get it sent back to the UK or you can get it sent to one of your if you've got a PO box in the States.
I think as well, do you think the queue will be miles long or would it be?
I think it'll be busy.
It has to be.
Yeah, it will be busy. I think it'd be one of them that probably as the day goes on, it might get a bit quicker just as the employees work out the best ways. But like I say, it's going to be great fun. And obviously for people who want to check out your content or obviously you should run a web, but no, you go and check it. It's El Toro Cards on YouTube and Instagram. But like I say, we're looking forward to seeing your content and obviously looking forward to seeing you at the show. Any closing messages for people who will be attending the show this Saturday or Sunday?
If you see a guy with a microphone, don't talk to him. That's me. If you see it in the card show, come up, say hi. I'm not that scary. I'm a bit ugly, but I'm not scary. But excited to obviously film the card show. I think I'm at 209 subscribers, so nearly at 210. I am checked what I'm on, but no, excited to do that. Obviously, Harry's not here at the moment. Hopefully, he's won his cup game in the final. Shout out to him. Hopefully he didn't get two-footed by someone, but no, excited for the show. I still can't believe it's what day today. It's like 6 days, five, 6 days till the show. It's like, it's crazy. I think it just goes so quick. And unfortunately when it ends, you're like, oh, it's ended. Mm. It's gone so quick because the day just flies by, but then obviously it's another 3 months until the next one. So thank you obviously for having me on. And obviously thank you guys for listening to my beautiful voice, but yeah.
Now, like I say, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. But like I say, your channel and everything will be in the link down below. So go and check him out. And obviously, like I say, we will be technically rewinding time, but fast one as well. Now, me and Harry will talk about our plans for this weekend and how all the fun and games happen. So we'll catch you back in a few. Yeah, and a massive thank you to Jason, obviously, and Sorry Cards yet again for joining us and talking everything from being a vendor to content creation and everything in between. But hey, obviously, it's now 5 days away from the show. It's obviously everyone's excited for this. I think there's an area, a lot of people are actually excited for this show of a bit of PSA. It's been a while, obviously, since the last one. But before we talk about what we want to try and pick up, if we're going to grade, anything in particular like you always look forward to, apart from meeting up with everyone at the card shows? Because obviously the big aspect of these shows is the social aspect.
Yeah, definitely. I think as you said, the social aspect is probably the biggest factor, obviously, of the card shows. But I think it's just the wide variety of stuff you see on display. You know, you could scroll through eBay endlessly for days, nights, hours on end during the day, during the evening, whatever. But until you actually get to a card show and see the massive variety of cards that are on display, and there's a lot of stuff you can pick up, and it's just an absolute minefield. So I think, you know, as I said, you can't really outrun the social aspect of the card shows and how much of a fact that is to go to these card shows. But I think for me, it's just seeing the wide variety of stuff on display as well. I think, you know, it's nuts, from, you know, TCG to sports, whatever else there is, Funko Pops, all that sort of stuff. So it's one of those things where anything you could possibly think of will probably be there. So it's having that variety, having that, you know, obviously for us, it's pretty narrowed down in terms of just pretty much Arsenal. But I said, yeah, the social aspect is, for me, still will always be the main factor. But just seeing the variety of stuff. I mean, I've picked up stuff at card shows before that I've never even seen before, let alone through in person. So, I think for me, it's that variety of cards that you can possibly see, pick up, touch, feel, look at, and having that all, that whole sort of accessibility in the same room.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think one of my things that you always take for granted at car shows is when, obviously on eBay, you can look at pictures and all that, but when you can actually just have the card in your hand, and when you press it, like you purchase the card, you don't have to wait for 2 to 3 days for it to be shipped, then 3 to 4 days for raw mail, or months on end if you're doing it to like your USPO box or wherever it may be. You have it there and then it's in your hand, you've got the card. Then it gives you that aspect of you can go and trade it straight away if you find a good deal. You can flip it if you wanted to. You can go and get it graded. Like, it's so nice to have that card in hand. And I think that's the one thing I like to stress to people is a lot of people say, oh, there might be sometimes a bit of a premium at a card show. You're paying a premium because it's there and then. You're getting that card straight away. It's in your hand. You've got it. You don't have to worry about potentially getting lost or getting stolen in the mail and all that. That it is obviously, I always want to get the best deal possible, but you can see the card grade as well. Especially, I see myself as a bit of an eye for like a pre-grade as well. That it's nice that I can literally pick the card up. I always say, always ask the person first if it's right to look at it. And then like you can actually have a look at it in your hand like this and be like, all right, I don't think this is going to 10. Whereas online, some pictures, you can't tell the condition of a card to save your life. I don't know if you've ever seen it on H sometimes on eBay. You look at the cards, they look in mint condition, they come and it's far from it.
Well, it's even to the packaging either. It could look mint in the pictures and the packaging just absolutely ruined it. So yeah, it's very deceiving, obviously, some pictures you see online or you know, whatever scans they've put on eBay or Instagram or wherever it is. But to actually be able to physically pick up a card, see it, look at it, and just assess the actual overall condition in person obviously gives you that much added progression in terms of if you are looking to grade it, then you would be probably just keeping it raw. So it's definitely a factor that goes in your favour when you look at a card in person, put it that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now we move our attention to actually like what we're kind of looking for. Obviously, the people know what like our PCs are by now and everything like that. But
be worried if they didn't.
Yeah, kind of where they've been. But as I say, in terms of there's been some new releases, and I know as of recording this, we're waiting for Dub Breaks to break their Disney, but there's a lot of it been breaking on Whatnot and other platforms. I know, obviously, for you, I like a bit of Disney, but you're more of a Disney collector as well than me. Are you looking forward as well? Because there should be quite a few cards, hopefully, at the show, whether it's from the old Chrome, whether it's the new Cacowell, the old Cacowell set. I suppose for you as well, like having that aspect of not just only being a sports-only show does bring in the opportunity to actually picking up some of your Disney cards as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's one of those things where it's something different to explore and sort of, you know, I guess get my teeth into as such, where you've got a different product that is massively popular. I think, you know, I've always had a bit of a soft spot for like Lightning McQueen. So obviously to be able to pick up him, obviously in some sets, obviously is wicked. So I think, yeah, it'd be great to see a different variety. There's obviously a lot of new product that's been released since the previous London Card Show. So hopefully we can see a lot of that, obviously, this weekend at the upcoming show, and just sort of see some of the quality control in person as well. Obviously, we see it all through breaks, but until you actually physically see the card in person and can sort of see what the overall condition is, it should be nice to see sort of what variety is going to be there in terms of the new product. Obviously, probably arguably this is the first time I might see some Prism, obviously, in person. Arguably graded already. But I know for me, obviously, trying to pick up obviously the Arsenal manga set, obviously we'll hopefully be able to see some of that obviously there at the show. But yeah, for me, Disney, I'm really looking forward to it. I think hopefully seeing obviously some of the new products, some of the new hits out on display will obviously be wicked. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, obviously. Well, I don't think we've seen one of the dual or triple autos yet, I think, in the new Disney. So hopefully, who knows, you might see some of them. Hopefully the dub breaks, who knows. But yeah, hopefully we'll see some also at the show this weekend as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think another thing I always like about the shows is when there's a new release, like you say, Disney. But I think another one that's going to be quite intriguing is Domross actually releases this Friday, day before the London Card Show. So we're hoping that potentially some of the guys there, like Football Cards Direct and Sports Trading Cards UK, will have boxes there for people ripping it. It'd be very cool to see, because I think that's going to be quite a good set to look at. I think some of the kabooms that we've seen already that are being chased, the rumour is there's going to be numbered versions of them. True, it's not, I don't think it's been confirmed yet, but if it's a case of you're looking at Endrick rookie, like kabooms in Palmeiras kits, which are going to be silly prices. You've got Lamine Yamal kabooms. But Domras as well this year is featuring a lot more Premier League teams. In the past, it only had selected ones, like Arsenal have got kabooms this year, Gabriel Martinelli and Declan Rice. Same. I was hoping that they might put another women's team in it apart from the US, which is a shame. But even like this, hey, obviously, it's very tempting when you walk past these people with hundreds of different boxes. And you normally cave in at one time, whether it's going to be an Arsenal team set or a women's sapphire chrome. It's nice as well to see people ripping stuff there. And it's nice because if they've got a table as well, they're trying to sell it straight away. So you're getting liquidity in the market of someone's going to spend money on a box, then the card might go and get on sale, then they might buy another box. It's like an endless circle. And I don't think people realise actually how much wax gets ripped at these shows.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the whole aspect of it is when you can buy a box, you can sit there with four, five, six, seven people all around you ripping this box. Whereas I think, you know, you do it, like arguably sometimes we do, just obviously at home on your own, like might do a quick video call, whatever, but to actually have people around you at a card show ripping wax is a feeling that obviously is very much enhanced as opposed to ripping it on your own, obviously, or live on a platform. So, yeah, it's a vicious cycle. You know, you hit a big pull, sell it, all right, I'll buy another one. And is it a downhill slope from there, or is it an uprising slope from there? So, but yeah, I think ripping wax at a show is probably one of the most entertaining / exciting, obviously, things to do. You know, if it pays off, you're laughing. If it doesn't, obviously, the temptation is then there to buy another box and try and redeem yourself. So, yeah, it's a dangerous game, but it's fun at that.
Oh no, definitely. I think, like I say, it's always tempting, especially if there's a box you've got your eyes set on. Obviously, for us with the new team set release, that could be an easy one to pick up one. It's not the most expensive one as well. No doubt I'll be tempted if there's any women's sapphire there. I probably will pick up a box of that. But moving on to actual cards related, obviously, everyone has a few deals lined up before, but it's very hard to say what you're going to look for because, as you said before, sometimes it's a card that you've never seen before. It's a new release. But obviously, your dream situation, you go to the first table and there's a certain good for the Steiner. That's obviously the dream situation. But is there anything in particular that you like potentially might expand into? Like, I know we said, I think card shows are a very good aspect for doing this, that you can easily start a new PC. It might even be your Arsenal PC, but you might then try and go into more certain players. So if you've got your eyes on anything or potentially think, I might actually have a look at that in person, see what it's like before expanding to a certain card set, because I've seen it before. I'm not too sure about that card. But you see it in person, you're like, wow, actually, that's actually really nice. I might have to pick up more of that.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, I think, you know, until you probably physically see a certain card in person, obviously, it changes your mind a little bit. But I think the only thing for me that stands out, obviously, at the moment is obviously I picked up a lot more Erdegaard recently than probably I have done in recent months. Obviously, finally picked up one of his first autos from Stadium Club Chrome. I'm just obviously very pleased to add that, obviously, finally into the PC. But I think, yeah, Erdegaard's been me for one that I've started to pick up a lot more recently. Obviously, like I said, I'm trying to do the manga set from Prism. Again, I've not actually seen one in person yet, weirdly enough. I've got a PSA 10 Gabriel that's going to over from the US. And I think you have got a Gabriel Martinelli that I think we're going to do a deal for, obviously, this weekend. But yeah, the manga set for me is something I really want to complete. I would love to do that, obviously, by the end of this year. So I think, yeah, seeing some of those in person. Erdegaard, obviously Arsenal in general, but as apart from Disney, obviously the old Günther Steiner, but they're probably the main. There's nothing really in my head right now that I'm thinking I've not really seen too much of that. Would like to have a look at it and possibly pick some more of it up. I think for me it is Erdegaard predominantly that I've been looking at picking up recently, just because he's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no debating that. I think that's the one thing I love about when you're collecting football, especially, or any sports of. You see a person's performance over a season, over a game, and you're like, I'm so impressed. I want to get some of their cards. And it's funny enough, it perfectly leads into one of the things that I'm going to start collecting more of. I went to the Barcelona women versus Chelsea women semi-final at Stamford Bridge. And I couldn't believe, obviously, I knew she was a good player. I tied her bomb massive, but I didn't realise how good she was. And now I'm like, I just want to buy some of her cards. I want to have a card of her. It's a nice one. And obviously, it doesn't help you picking the current Ballon d'Or winning, World Cup winning, the best player in the world to collect, so it's going to be expensive. But like you said, it's when you watch their games, you're so impressed by them that you want to have something of theirs, and you're like, that's really cool to have. Like, it ties to a moment, obviously, massively helps. Lav won't love hearing this while he's watching along to this episode, but I'm going to say Barcelona knocking Chelsea out was a great fun. Obviously, Chelsea fans are going to have the ump this that they're not going to win anything, but it's quite funny. But like I say, it's always nice to see players in person on telly when they're playing at the top of their game. And I think, like for us, Arsenal is obviously easier at the moment than what it would have been 6-7 years ago, because there'd been hardly anyone you wanted to collect. Whereas now you probably want to collect near enough everyone. So as I say, it's going to be great fun. And Obviously, we spoke to Harry earlier in the episode about PSA. Whether we're going to sub directly with PSA or maybe through a sub center, any cards in particular? It might be even cards that you're potentially picking up on the day that you might send off a grading. Have you got anything, any certainties in the grading pile? Because I've got 5 certainties, but knowing me, I'll probably talk myself out of it and buy 5 cards instead of actually just sending them.
Yeah, I think I've got it's probably a handful that I'd have to flick through to think what I need to send off. Obviously, for me, the Gunther Steiner Dynasty from 2020 obviously is one that I'm still umming and ahhing about. So I don't know whether to actually just leave it in the sealed Dynasty mag or not. There's a handful of Arsenal cards I've got. Like, I think a Tommy Asu Green Choice Prism to 5, an early guard to 35 from Stadium Club Chrome. There's a handful of stuff that obviously I wouldn't mind. Obviously, I've got the early guard Flood Rainbow. I would say complete, but some may disagree with the white contra. So I wouldn't mind sending maybe the green to 3 off, the colour match red to 10 off. So I think it's because I'm probably getting RP services to scan over the overall condition of them and sort of collate a pile of some sort. So I've got a Disney dual auto, Woody and Buzz, obviously Toy Story, to try and potentially send off. So yeah, have to have a little look through and see what I've got.
As I say, something tells me that in the hotel room that we're staying in the night before the card show is going to be a little pre-grading and cleaning section on the desk in there. I'm going to have it set up. I have a little cat, like a little light over it. But no, that's saying it's all good fun when you start looking into your cards. You're getting ready for grading. I think that's going to be a good one. Like for me, there's a few women's cards in particular that I think and I will send off, mainly because it's just nice to have them slabbed up, especially like some of the shorter print, the lower stuff. I think 2 of the guarantees that I'm sending off at the moment, one's a to 15 Sapphire, Queens of Football, Beth Mead, which is just a stunning looking card. And then also Queens of Football, Kim Nizzle's a 5. I don't know what it is with that card set. I think it's one of my nicest inserts I think they've done. And I don't think they got the credit they deserved for the crowning moments in the Queens of Football, because they are generally great looking cards. I've got a couple of them coming graded already over in our delivery from America. So once I see them in slabs, I'll probably make a decision of shall I get mine graded or not graded. But obviously, we're talking about what cards, what we're going to grade. In terms of the actual weekend, like obviously, it's going to be a great fun. Obviously, we've got some good friends of ours coming over from the States as well as some other people. So it's going to be a hectic weekend, I think, to say the least. Obviously, Harry so far said that there's going to be like a mini US in the corner, pretty much. Probably have to get a visa to go and trade over with them. But it also says it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Obviously, sadly, with work, you couldn't make the last one, but how much are you looking forward to this one?
Oh, mate, I think everyone's been saying like a consensus opinion that I don't think anyone's been probably this excited for a show in a little while. I don't know why that is, but everyone seems to be really, really up for this weekend. So I think it's going to be a really good show. I think everyone's in a good frame of mind for it. Everyone's absolutely buzzing for it. So, I can't wait to get back down there. I mean, it's my first show this year, technically. So, yeah, absolutely buzzing, mate. Can't wait to get down there.
Yeah, like I said, we'll be heading down the night before to meet up with two of our very good mates, which we can't wait for. Then, nice early start on the Saturday. But it's all worth it when you get to about 4 o'clock and you're wondering why you're absolutely starving and you realise you haven't eaten or drinking. So, all I'm saying, there's a tactical Tesco's Mildew just up the road, a 5-minute walk. So, that would be probably even twice at this rate, because I'm going to be hungry. I'm not going to be hungry at the card show. And then, like I say, and then a nice little gap in between where you get a bit of food, go up to the Bear, have a drink as well, and then back for trade night, get a lot more deals done. But like I say, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic weekend. Obviously, as you said, there's very limited tickets available, so do head over to the London Card Show's Instagram page. They've got their Eventbrite link in the description. Go and see if there's anything available. And like I say, do pay attention to their story, because sometimes they will say if there's any coming available, or even there might be a few on the day, but do not travel without asking them, because it's very limited on the day. But like we say, we'd like to say a massive thank you, obviously, Harry, for taking the time out talking with us. Jason as well. Obviously, I know everyone loves Jason, but H, it's this weekend. It's going to be great fun. So people might not know, but we have a little surprise at London Culture, which will be announced on Friday when we have them in hand. But like I say, it's London Card Show week. It's going to be a crazy one. It's going to be, I think, probably bread and soup for the rest of the month after it, because you know what it's like that weekend. But like I say, we can't wait for this one. And like we say, next week's episode will be a review where hopefully we'll be showing you for all of our pickups, what we sent off to grading and how we felt it, how it all felt when. So it's going to be a great one.
Oh, mate, it's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a great weekend, a lot of fun, a lot of stuff to delve into, and hopefully a lot of stories to tell, obviously, in the review next week. So, yeah, looking forward to a good weekend.
Yeah, like I say, a massive thank you yet again to Third Down Displays for powering up this episode of the Top Loaded Podcast. If you want any card supplies, custom card stands, great preparation kits, or any of your streaming equipment, do head over to their page or in their Instagram in the link below and use TTP10 for 10% off of it. But like we said, we hope to see as many people there. If you do see us, come over and have a chat. We might have a special little gift for anyone who comes over. Nothing special, but it's going to be quite a fun joke. But like I say, a massive thank you for every single person who's watched, listened, or whatever it may be. I hope everyone out there is staying safe, doing well, buying, selling, trading, and all of that good jazz. But most importantly, happy hobbying, and good night.